This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number two, WEEI Afternoons in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Ted Johnson's here, looking sharp. What's up, Ted?
I love coming to Fenway.
Me too.
I always feel good walking in here. You know, when nobody's in here, it's just something about it.
I agree with you.
It's just a feel, a vibe, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It'd be like, the feeling I would get if I was, what was Kevin Costner's character in Field of Dreams? Like just going out to the baseball field in your backyard.
Yeah.
Watching the guys play.
Ray.
Like I feel like Ray. We're just going out in the, I feel like. Ray would would feel when he's watching this team play in his backyard.
There's ghosts here. There's history here.
There is. There's.
I just
cool.
feel like I'm part of something.
Yeah.
Like you're connecting to a different energy and to a very vibrant scene because you're not spread out. This is one of the benefits of a small, unique boutique ballpark in the middle of a downtown area. This is what you get. You get this sort of collective energy. Wrigleyville provides it. Few other places do like Fenway.
You know what? And I think you guys are right to say this is kind of a sneaky big game. You know, Giolito has been thrown up on himself. They've lost, you know, a couple series in a row here. Let's go. Let's get back to the winning ways.
And it feels like we've been in a stretch here of these Fridays. It's been nice out. It's like summer baseball Fenway, wear your greens, win a game in exciting fashion.
Friday Night Fenway's been big. Humdinger's kind of very electric,
absolutely
fun games this year, too.
So hopefully that trend continues tonight. But it is 3 o'clock, and that means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're attending a humdinger at Fenway Park.
Nice. Always gets one in there.
Really does roll off the tongue. You got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Andy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Humdinger ready.
All right, Brian, let's give him 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
So it's Players Weekend across Major League Baseball, which means tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, you will see colorful, cool, unique bats, colorful, cool, unique cleats. And it's the latest example, and you're even seeing it in the Little League World Series that's on now, how colorful those uniforms are. I think it's the modernization of baseball. And for years, there was color barriers in a lot of different ways. It's not the flashiest of games. It's not the most enjoyable of games. I think Major League Baseball has done a nice job trying to be cooler with the kids, and I think it is latching on. I think it is absolutely working. Now, they haven't all been home runs. They recently had a baseball game at a racetrack in Tennessee that was an absolute debacle, but the idea was right. Branch out, reach new audiences, bring the game to different people. And if you're watching the Little League World Series, or you're watching these games tonight, or you're even watching the Savannah Bananas, which is an offshoot, baseball is a more enjoyable, entertaining, exciting sport now. It's not dead, including some of the young people I've been around. I think it's more popular than ever.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I like that all the leagues kind of take chances more now when it comes to trying new things. Baseball's been doing that lately with the pitch clock and et cetera, and all the things you mentioned. Playing games like in Iowa.
Yes, cool
things. Just to do something different, just to get the fan interest back in.
Yeah, we had Alex Cora last week talking about when they were at Williamsport a few years ago and that alliance with Major League Baseball and a game there. Mm-hmm. They're just being more creative, and I think one of the reasons why is there are new ways to measure or kind of connect with people. It used to be one thing, TV ratings. All you had to care about was how many people are watching network TV, how many people are watching the sports broadcast on a regional network like NESN. Now, it's not really about that. It's about social media and clips and trends.
Fan engagement,
yes,
I think, is the term they use.
And coming to the ballpark and enjoying the ballpark and giveaways and tie-ins, Big Al, and all like these crazy things. It's more about entertainment. And I know probably some of the purists are like, in my day, we didn't have baseball bats that looked like a pencil with an eraser on the end.
Oh, but there's dads out there that yell at the Savannah Bananas like, oh, I don't need a DJ and people dancing behind home plate to enjoy the game, to which I say, that's cool. Just go to a game and watch how anywhere between 35 and 75,000 people from ages 5 to 85 respond to what they're being given, which is your top principle, and I agree wholeheartedly with this, entertainment. When the banana ball is on tomorrow, ESPN and HBO Max, the two games over this weekend, granted HBO Max isn't quite the same as ESPN, but it's well promoted and millions of people watch, they're getting bigger ratings than baseball is getting on cable now. So good for baseball for responding with things that fans want.
They've theme nights here have been big.
Awesome.
When they're in the past, I was going to say. This year, I don't know. No one is anybody going to be all fired up for Yacht Rock Night?
I don't know,
Tuesday, August 19th?
Yes.
Or you just want to come see your baseball team win a baseball game?
It's right.
So you're not attending Big Al's block party tonight?
Probably not tonight. Nope. I thought
you dressed for it, honestly.
Maybe I did.
When the team stunk 2 years ago, Barbie night during the Barbenheimer thing was a huge deal.
Yep.
But now it's like, oh, what are you going for? What promotion? I'm going for the watch my team beat the Marlins night.
I'm going for the Roman Anthony get on base three times night. That's what
you don't want theme nights to show out. Yacht Rock Night? Didn't know. The Red Sox had a late inning home run to win the game.
Yeah, so this is totally anecdotal, but I think baseball is with young people and trending as strong as it's been in a long time. I really do.
I never thought I'd see the day where the Ghost Runner was implemented, but it was, and it worked, and that's kind of to your point. Like, they are innovating at a level that I'm sure is making a lot of people uncomfortable, but it's not about the purists.
Is that the most radical decision they've made for the purest
100%.
Baseball fan is the Ghost Runner?
100%.
Yeah. To me, that's the most...
I've never thought about it either. I don't even know how it's scored.
More than the pitch clock.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, definitely.
No. So it's an unearned run for the pitcher, but it's an RBI for the batter if they score.
And is it a run scored for that guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything hitting-wise counts. Everything pitching-wise does not.
Interesting. I hadn't really thought of that because it's rooted in you're playing in your backyard, right? When you played a couple kids and you're up again, but you're on second base.
So it's wiffle ball rules.
It's wiffle ball rules.
100%.
Oh. It's 100%. But I had never actually thought of, because that's one of the arguments against rule changes in baseball is, then how do we compare the stats for Babe Ruth to this? Because Babe Ruth didn't play under these
rules. Babe Ruth's not here anymore.
Right.
People that watch Babe Ruth are not here anymore.
Plus,
so let's move on.
Everything has changed. The fields have changed. The balls have changed. The bats have changed. The cleats have changed. The fact that you let black players play the sport now has changed. Like, enough has changed.
How you watch the game have changed.
So let's just enjoy entertaining baseball. And I think they've taken a lot of steps.
What do you guys think about I'd be curious to just see how much more the young fan is engaged in baseball. Do you think analytics, because the analytics has just taken over in schools and in business.
Yes.
And it's such a big part of baseball now. I can see young people kind of drawn to that aspect of the game.
Yeah. Some of the kids I know, different ages, because they now have a number to quantify. Like, did you see that Devers had a 112 exit velocity or whatever, and they're wowed by it. It's kind of like my thing with the radar guns. Did you see Chapman was throwing 102 last night? Not just he was throwing gas, but they now have a way to sort of compare it to Mason Miller and others.
He didn't just hit the ball hard. He hit it 115 miles an hour out of the ballpark.
And it's also tangible, so when it's on their TikTok, it just says, it shows a Chapman pitch, and then the little box will say 103.
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing for me, is that instead of having to watch a game, I can go on Twitter and see, oh, well, that's perfect. Chapman threw 103. That's gas. Perfect. So I can say he's great without actually having to watch it. So obviously, I love the sport and love to watch, but I think to your point, there's a lot to that.
I'd be curious how many hits there are, home runs there are with pitches over 100 miles an hour.
It's rare, because the one that Mason Miller gave up
103.9. How the hell that
someone
guy got
was
around
able
that?
To get a bat around on a 103? Yep.
But that's what they always tell you. If major league hitters, if they can time it, they can hit it. Like, you know, if it's straight and they can time it, you can't throw it hard enough to blow it by them all the time.
Oh yeah.
Which is crazy to me, because if you ever sit down low and watch when a guy's throwing like 100. Like no chance.
I told you, I walked out last time we were here. Giolito was throwing a bullpen sesh. He was probably in the low 90s. It looks beyond unhittable. Like it literally looks like the ball. It's like you're watching a CGI trick.
But I think I think that extra 10 miles an hour from like 90 to 100 is
like feels like 50 mile an hour.
Yes. Difference.
Yeah.
Because if you played, you know, high school or college baseball, and you see a guy that's throwing 88 or 85, okay, like he's throwing hard, but it's real.
You get put all the equipment on, okay, and you get to just sit down behind home plate and catch a 100 mile an hour pitch. You know it's going to be a strike. It's not going to be low. Or would you want to do it?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Because I watched a kid on my high school team warm up Brian Rose, who played for the Red Sox, and he didn't catch it right.
Yep.
It hit his thumb, and it ripped his thumb off.
Oh!
Legit ripped it, like this whole thing tore, and his thumb was like down
by
his
head. And he had a regular glove on.
Yep, he just didn't, because if you don't catch it right,
and
it's
going.
And
then the following Sunday, he threw two touchdowns against the Jags.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't open heart surgery.
Very good, Bill.
All right, on we go. I'm glad you brought that up. That was an interesting discussion.
I'm a pro-baseball, pro-positivity kind of guy.
That's what everybody says about you today. Yep. We'll see about Monday. Fitzy, are you ready?
I sure am.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, folks, tomorrow, pretend season game number 2 for your New England Patriots. Of course, pretend season action for week 2 of the NFL pretend season 2025 gets underway tonight. I, like many people, just love watching football. We've got fantasy drafts to get ready for. We've got opponents of your New England Patriots and beyond to advance scout like the armchair GMs we are. But I just want to say to everybody that's very curious, if not dubious, of the things that we and other people have said, your Phil Perry's, your Mark Daniels, is the Tom Kearns, the people covering the team, the people in this room conversing about the team who have also been to joint practices and to the Media Hill and beyond. While it's fun to pick all your news that you can from aggregators and everything else that you'll get on social media, Twitter and beyond, I'm asking everyone, if you can make some time tomorrow at 1 o'clock, watch the game if you can, even just watch the first half, because I bet the starters will play quarter and a half or the half, and you'll get a real idea of what we're talking about, that the Patriots are on their way, but they're not done yet by any, that was a loud buzzer, stretch. So just make sure you watch a little preseason football tomorrow so you can judge for yourself.
Andy's not watching tomorrow.
Yeah, I just, if you want full admission, On the ride over, I told Dan Ball there is a 0% chance I watch this game live. It will be DVR'd and I'll watch it. 1 o'clock on a Saturday in August when it's going to be beautiful out? Are you out of your flipping mind?
With you. I'm with you. I DVR'd the last game. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Same. But this one, like, you think it's 80 degrees out and sunny, and I'm going to, and the Vikings aren't even playing their starters. I'm not even going to see
that's
JJ.
That's the main reason.
Well, but
when you don't play your starting quarterback or your top of your 30 players, how do you expect somebody to engage in that?
And then we did a little research, Ted. Do you know this is the first time since Ted Johnson played on a Saturday that the Patriots have had a Saturday afternoon preseason
game?
That's
such a random. I saw you put that in
1997. Ted Johnson, I think you played August 17th, 1997, I believe it was.
You played the Denver Broncos. I don't know if you have any recollection of 1997.
10 tackles, a sack, interception.
In the first half.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Conspicuously enough, I could not find a game sheet from it.
Well, it doesn't have to believe me.
It legit doesn't exist.
I went to the system. You can get like the week before and the week after, but this system doesn't. It's like somebody like you scratched it out because they didn't want the world to see what happened.
That's hilarious. No, that's not the case. I don't know why the data's not there because trust me when I tell you.
Oh, I trust you.
10 tackles, a sack, and an interception.
I feel like Tom Nalen kicked your ass and you were on your back most of the game.
Easy.
He was obviously hurt that day. We're all in agreement, though. No one is going to watch live tomorrow, and that makes a blank ton of sense because it's going to be a beautiful summer day, and these beautiful summer days are fleeting and far few between since it's now on the later side or in the back nine of August. That said, DVR the game, at least watch like the 15-minute YouTube highlight reel. It's just a little frustrating when we now en masse are all portrayed as like, oh, the negative media, you guys hate everything. Bob, like, watch for yourself. You'll see, like, the offensive line has issues. There are, I won't just say problems galore on this team, but like the best way to get a perspective on it, watch yourself and try to take the Patriots tinted glasses off for a couple hours or at least 15 minutes.
And as we learned earlier this week, make sure you watch the defense. Watch how many guys are rushing so you can get a better idea.
Yes. Is it
That's
four?
How you should be
there you
watching
go.
The game.
Five?
Good way to watch it.
Oh, actually, in this game, even more than most, though, with Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Yep.
There could be 11 guys on the line, and then some are going to drop out, and some are coming. And so this,
if B-Flow is on brand, he will send five or more guys 40 to 45% of the time.
You know what? Actually, can I take my three-point stance back, and can I just say the words, please leave the game healthy, Drake May, consecutively over 60 seconds, because that should be an honest-to-God concern for everybody tomorrow.
And on that topic, we move to Ted Johnson, and I ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
All right, so I'm starting to get a little bit worried about this team right now. The problems are starting to add up. I really kind of dove into what guys were saying that covered the team yesterday, more after we got off the show. There was more information out there, and it just did not seem like it was a very good performance from the Patriots yesterday, particularly the offensive line. What drives me nuts about the offensive line is we've been talking about the issues on the offensive line 3 years ago, this same time, 2 years ago, this same time, a year ago, this same time, offensive line and wide receivers as well were biggest problems on this team, and they still are, and that's driving me up the wall. One of the things I'm curious what you guys think is Will Campbell, no competition. They literally cleared the runway for not only Drake May, but for their rookie left tackle, and it's maybe showing up a little bit. He's just not kind of playing up to maybe what we thought he would at being the fourth overall pick, and that makes me a little bit worried. The offensive line with Jared Wilson, he has fallen off a cliff, and now we're talking about Ben Brown maybe being the starting left guard. The problems that persist with this team today are the same problems they had 3 years ago, and to me, that is a problem, and that points to the problems in the front office and how they manage their team, how they spend their money in free agency, and how they draft. So the front office, to me, it's a bad look considering how those two position groups look at this point.
It would be a little bit of a paper champion, but is there any chance? So the left tackle that played a lot last year is on PUP or NFI, Verdarian Lowe. Is there any chance they were going to at least do a, thinking Lowe would be ready, have him out there for the first day or two of practice with the ones, and then make the transition to at least make it look like Will Campbell was beating out the guy who played there last year, and maybe because Lowe wasn't ready to go, then they just kind of had to put Campbell
there. You know what my feeling is, Andy? My feeling is they gave him carte blanche from the get. They liked his attitude. They liked his leadership, and they liked his presence in that group. And if you're a backup, you can't have that presence. So they wanted his leadership – And the only way that you can be a leader on a football team is if you're one of the starters.
Right.
And not only one of the starters, but you're one of the more productive starters. And so I think they just said, you know what, from day one, we need his leadership. You need him. We need people thinking that he is a franchise left guard because, quite honestly,
tackle.
He was drafted. I'm sorry, tackle. Wow.
That was a Freudian slip. Oh, my God.
Franchise tackle.
Truth.
That was. That was. Because I just want people to know, I've always thought he's ultimately going to be a guard because of the length of his arms. But I just think that was their thinking, is that let's put him there. Don't give him any competition because we want everyone to perceive him as one of the leaders. And if you're competing, that that takes a little bit of that leadership power out of his hands.
The next step to that, though, is, yeah, there wasn't a guy there ahead of him to start camp. Who's behind him if he can't?
Marcus Bryant.
He's a rookie, too.
DeMontre Jacobs, second-year player that nobody wanted
tackle.
Last year.
Like, yeah, DeMontre Jacobs.
I mean, you don't. That's probably the answer, or maybe Vedarian Lowe if he gets healthy.
Or maybe him.
But, like, you don't really have a net. I'm not saying you need Will Campbell to be an all-pro left tackle, because as Ted has told us, that's highly unlikely with his measurables. You need him to be out there playing every week.
Yes.
You don't have anybody else.
Yes, you do.
It feels like Will Campbell, whatever he is going to be better than the alternative. And I'm not sure that's a good thing, but I'm just saying that feels like the reality of the situation.
Oh, wait. You know what? Now this is all coming together, guys. As excited as we all are on the Travion Henderson hype train, now we understand with the disaster, or at least the rotating frustration that is the left guard spot of the many different...
Left tackle.
Yeah, left tackle. Well, no, we don't even know who the left guard is right now.
Everybody is slipping up.
Or center.
And center.
Or right tackle.
And right tackle. So only four out of five. Otherwise,
and Mike Onwenu's really settled in while giving up sacks at right guard.
Otherwise, the show was great, Mrs. Lincoln.
$55 million well spent.
Now we know why the Patriots wanted that guard. Jonah, I forget his last name. I apologize. The guard that Miami took 37th overall, jump leapfrogging the Patriots. Now we know why that was the guy the Patriots were going to pick. Then they defaulted to Travion Henderson. The Patriots will still be lucky to have Henderson, but now we know why.
This just snuck up on me as something we need to discuss, or maybe even a poll that Ted brought up about front office and roster moves and different things. Which of the big money contracts they signed a year ago was the worst?
Kyle Duggar.
Yeah.
It's looking like
Onwenu doesn't look great, though, either.
Oh, it's better than Kyle. At least he's starting.
Yeah.
At least
Ramondre Stevenson, the fumbling king, like there's a
yep, but
they
at least
spent a lot of money
starting. Yeah. They see those two guys as starters where Kyle Duggar's now, even with the injury to Brill Peppers.
Yeah, he
still
didn't get the bump up.
Nope.
Which that was
that's
if there was a sign that he is buried, that was it. Because that's the bigger linebacker like role with Peppers out. Theoretically, that should be Duggar's. And if he's not getting those reps, he gone.
Hawkins and Pettis are getting more reps than Kyle Duggar.
No, he's in trouble. I still say it's going to be financially a hit for them, but it's now looking more and more like they're going to be willing to take that financial hit because I'm assuming nobody's going to trade for the contract.
So that's exactly right. I think he's on this team, but as a backup.
617-779-7937. Are you worried about the Patriots' depth? Are you worried about the Patriots' offensive line? Who in the world told you should and that it might be worse than last year a couple weeks ago? I can't remember. There was somebody who said it on the radio. He took a lot of heat for it.
It was wrong-headed radio.
It was wrong-headed radio that looks more right-headed by the day as everybody comes in my direction. Up next, our friend. Should I have paused there, guys? Everybody made a face.
No, you're my friend, too.
You're doing great.
That's my boy.
Up next, our friend, his friend, everybody's friend, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, will break down everything that's good. That won't take long. And bad with the New England Patriots. Mike Giardi up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending from Fenway Park.
You need him. We need people thinking that he is a franchise left guard because, quite honestly,
tackle.
He was drafted. I'm sorry, tackle. Wow.
That was Freudian slip. Oh, my God.
Franchise tackle.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox begin a five-game homestand tonight. They open up a three-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start opposite Sandy Alcantara. Here's your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He is your DH. Alex Bregman is at third. Jaron Duran in left. Trevor Story at short. Willy Abreu out in right. Roman Gonzalez is at second base with Abraham Toro at first. Seydon Rafaela back out in center. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7. 24/7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walkthrough today as they continue to prepare for their second preseason game. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, two preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on NFL Network. The Revolution host Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Celtics have signed Amari Williams to a two-way contract. He was drafted in the 2025 NBA Draft. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
As everybody comes in my direction, should I have paused there, guys?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now. More of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I thought Drake looked really good again today. I thought today was pretty even overall, but certainly I think the Patriots offense won their matchup. I think the Vikings offense won their matchup. So, sort of called today a draw, I guess, after the Patriots more than held their own on the first day.
WEEI Afternoons back live at Fenway Park. That was Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, talking about Patriots-Vikings joint practices. Joining us on the phone lines now is our buddy Mike Giardi, and that means it's time for the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, let's jump right into it. And I would never ask someone to defend a coworker's opinions. We know that on this show as much as anyone here on WEEI Afternoons. But we just heard your boss, Greg Bedard, sort of stand on an island of himself, of optimism, for the Patriots practice yesterday and battling even with the Vikings, despite what I read was a lot of sacks and a lot of poor plays. I'm assuming maybe you've talked to him a little bit about it. Just what is your perception of how he saw things maybe a little bit more optimistically than the rest of us via Twitter?
I think he is more viewing it through the Drake May prism. If you read some of the stuff that he wrote and heard some of the other comments that he made, that it's, I think he's really pleased with the step that Drake has taken this summer in Josh's offense, and that there's a level of comfort there, that the ball's coming out quickly, decisively at times, and if they protect him, he's generally making the right decision and the right play. So I think that's where he's coming from. I would have a hard time, like you said there, of getting around the, depending on who you listen to, I think he charted 11 sacks and 47 dropbacks over 2 days in 11-on-11s, and also 4 scrambles. So, you know, whether those end up being sacks or zero-yard plays or whatever, I saw people chart as many as 14 over the 2 days. So that to me is just something that your quarterback's not going to survive. I don't care who it is, Ben Roethlisberger, big boy who's shaking people off, whatever the case may be. That's just a really difficult thing to do. So that's an area of, I would say, continued concern. Nothing has really changed on that front for me.
Mike, I am curious to get your opinion on Steph Diggs, because I just feel like evidence is starting to mount up to kind of maybe give you an idea of what the Patriots are in store for this year. You know, there's reports that he hasn't really been involved that much in the joint practices with the Vikings. He hasn't talked to the media in 3 weeks, and I guess he's not going to until he plays in a game. At least that's what I heard. You hear that the ball has to go to him first in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11s. He was late coming to practice against the Commanders. They got the pink baggy stuff. You had confusion on in some of the where he was supposed to be lined up. I don't know. I feel like evidence is starting to mount up that this guy might not be worth the trouble. What are your thoughts? How do we square Steph Diggs on this team, Mike?
So I'm laughing because I just think that this is, if you paid attention to, I think I was sort of like the lone voice in the wilderness because everybody was so excited to get, you know, the quote unquote number one. This is who he is. He's not because he's 31 headed to 32. He's not going to change. He still views himself as an elite player. He still views himself in that conversation with all those guys that we would talk about, the AJ Browns and the Jamar Chases and the Justin Jeffersons, even though maybe evidence in the last couple of years tells you that's not what he is. So you're going to have this ego thing with him all along. The question is whether you can keep that ego in check enough that he can still bring his talent, of which there still is some, certainly in that body, to the table, you know, every week in, week out. I would say this about the, you know, Mike Vrabel went pretty hard at the question, that came off the Diana Russini interview where Steph was sort of playing around and wouldn't say whether he was good to go or whether he was excited for week one or if the coaches were excited. Mike said something at the end of his pointed comments at the reporter was basically like, he's showing up every day. He's working hard. He cares. And I think that'll just tell you, like, that's how they're going to try to manage this thing. They're going to, like, he's in their minds, at least behind closed doors, he's doing enough so that what's being said outside and some of the comments, they're just not buying into, at least not completely.
Mike, if the offensive line is a mess, then my next question isn't really going to matter because he's never going to be able to settle in and play his game or learn and ascend to the heights I think a lot of people believe that he can achieve. But we've been sort of debating this back and forth all week. Do you think that maybe people on the outside of New England might love or believe in Drake May a little bit more than those on the local scene? Because we get a lot of people that say, oh, this kid hasn't proven anything yet, and he's a turnover machine waiting to happen. I'm just curious as to your thoughts.
That's a really good question. I think there is more from the outside perspective that, you know, weren't around it every day, who looked at what he did last year with what he had around him and said, that's pretty damn good, considering you didn't love the coaching, and obviously they blew everybody out. You didn't love the weapons around him. They tried to, you know, change at least some of that for this season. You didn't love the line in front of him. They tried to change some of that this season as well. So I think there is some truth to what you say, although I do still think, like, I think the beat's pretty protective. The people that cover Drake May and the Patriots are pretty protective of Drake May. And I would just say, I do have that leaning, like, Art, show me. Like, there was a lot of good stuff on tape. You won one game. You melted down a couple of times in close game, late situations. And then, of course, you had the game against Tennessee where you didn't until you did in overtime. So, like, yeah, I want to see him take that next step and, like, show me in the fourth quarter that you're the man, because that we know a lot of games come down to that, and we don't have great evidence and limited evidence of him doing that.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, the offense, I think we all know, is a work in progress, and whether there's progress or not, we can debate. Yesterday, one of the alarming things was J.J. McCarthy, the various terms I heard, dicing up the Patriots, like 16 of 19 with 5 touchdowns. And I know it's not the entirety of the Patriots' defense out there, but might that even be more alarming than what's going on the offensive side of the ball?
I'm still going to be most concerned about the offense, Andy, because I just don't think they did enough to fix it, especially on the offensive line. But, yeah, there are certain parts of the of what we've seen for the first 3 weeks here. They still can't cover tight ends and running backs. Like, just point, and they haven't. Zach Ertz, who's 30-something years old, and, yeah, he came off his great year last year, but, like, it was a lot of six-yard completions. He had more than six-yard completions against the Patriots in those joint practices because Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar, Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, Spillane, Ellis, all those guys, they couldn't handle him. And they're having problems with backs out of the backfield as well, as we've seen with Trevion Henderson and what he's done against the Patriots and some of their starters during these normal practices. So, yeah, that's a concern because, you know, you can game it up and you can make sure you're constantly getting these matchups where you get the numbers in your favor and you're isolating, you know, the second linebacker, Christian Ellis, on maybe a better pass catcher or someone who's certainly quicker than he is. And, like, you can take advantage of that. And I don't know how you can fix that unless, you know, some of the talent on your roster just takes a step forward, unless Craig Woodson becomes, you know, a really good player and becomes a really good player right away, which, you know, I mean, he's working into the starting lineup right now. So they're at least telling you they like his progress. Now, whether that's progress because he's going to be a really good player or that's progress and also Kyle Duggar has sort of declined here, I can't quite say.
Mike, a good article in Boston Sports Journal that you wrote, just kind of talking about the overriding theme for this year's 53-man roster from the last few years. You know, you're saying there's going to be some tough decisions when it comes to the final cutdowns. You know, Cole Strange, Kyle Duggar, Javon Baker. Is it going to be Efton Chisholm, Jalen Polk? Does he make it? What are some of the position battles or some of the tough decisions you think are going to be have to be made when it comes to the 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think the wide receiver room is obviously fascinating. Again, it's a better competition than it's been. Doesn't mean that's necessarily a high-level competition. Right. I still think we look at that wide receiver room and say it's lacking. But, like, I'll give credit to Javon Baker, and he's done most of it with the twos. So, you know, hasn't been working with Drake and getting the reps against the ones and doing things with the ones. But, like, I didn't think he should even bother showing up for training camp. Like, that's how far down the line and the food chain I thought he was. And he had, when we were there in the spring, he didn't catch a ball in 5 practices, which is kind of hard to do. But he showed up, and he's sort of built on his performance. And people are getting crazy about the special team stuff. But, like, hey, it's an added element to it. I think I didn't buy the Chisholm hype early. I'm still not saying, like, oh, he's going to catch, you know, he's the next Wes Welker. But, like, same thing. He's sort of stacking days. You're seeing nice play after nice play. Still not getting a ton of reps with the ones. But when he's up against guys in the twos, he's beating them. So Like, that's an interesting one because, you know, we haven't seen Kendrick Bourne for over a week now. Well, since the in-stadium practice that Friday, a couple Fridays ago, when he got rolled up on by Brandon Crossley. So, like, does that factor into it? He's making some money. I don't really worry about their cap situation, but hey, they might just be able to find $6 million right there and say, we're not gonna waste a roster spot on a veteran when we're clearly going with the youth movement. I look at linebacker, like, it's lean. I had Mapu on the roster. A lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at that. I haven't seen Jelani Tavai on the field other than in shorts this summer. So while he has more experience, he's a better player, at least to this point. Don't you eventually have to come out and play? Don't they have to see that you can actually do it in this system? Because remember, this is faster, quicker linebackers. He's not that. So I think those are a couple spots that certainly stood out to me in terms of, okay, they're going to have to think about this a little bit more than they did, where before it was just like, well, we don't have anybody else. So just, yeah, take that guy and take that. He was a draft pick. Keep him. He was a draft pick. Keep him. Now it's like, you might move on from a draft pick or two here, especially from previous regimes.
Oh, I mean, they've been cutting a lot of the guys that were draft picks from previous regimes. Yeah. So Kyle Duggar, Cole Strange, and Jelani Tavai won't be sleeping easy probably in the next couple of weeks.
Plus, you got to make room for
Efton. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, and you got to make room for Efton Chisholm too. So sorry, Mike.
You're driving the hype train, the Efton Chisholm hype train.
I am the engineer. I am serving lunch. I'm doing everything on the Efton Chisholm hype train. So just give us this real quick. Mike Giardi's three points of emphasis, the three things you are watching for in tomorrow's oddly timed, beautiful, sunny Saturday, 1 p.m. preseason game, Pats at Vikes.
I'd like to see the starters. Mike Smith, going to last week, if they were healthy, they were going to play. I haven't heard that quote from him this week, so I wonder if he feels like they got enough work, and certainly they got a lot of work over the last 2 days with Minnesota. But if he has them out there, like, I don't want to see the offensive line poop. You know, I don't want to see poo-poo down their leg, if you will. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, they need to be good, regardless of who they're playing against. Again, the wide receiver. Like, that now would be nice. All right, Baker, you're having this good summer. Go catch some passes in the game. Mm-hmm. Do that. You know, sort of build on that part of it. And then I want to see the cornerback competition because, you know, again, we're not going to see Gonzalez. I doubt we'll see Carlton Davis in the game, although, you know, he was back at practice this week. So Alex Austin has sort of established himself as the third guy. Marcus Jones hasn't had an awesome summer. It got picked on a lot in the joint practices. So, like, is there another guy in that group, Miles Battle? I mentioned Crossley, DJ James, who just came back. He hurt the hammy on Sunday, so I don't know if they'll actually let him play this weekend. But, like, there's a good little battle brewing there. I think there's some talent there. They're just a bunch of unproven guys. So who can step forward there and continue to make a push?
Don't worry, Mike. I won't tell anyone if you don't watch the game live because I will not be watching the game live.
Nope, me either.
That's what DVRs are made for.
Look, some of us have to work. So I will be watching it.
Well, you can tweet at me because I'll probably be at a boat or a beach with a Miller Lite in my hand because some of us do not have to work. But we appreciate the work you put in joining us today, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. See ya. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, poor guy, has to watch the Patriots live at 1 o'clock tomorrow on a Saturday afternoon. Well, I'll be on Twitter following along so he can let me know what's happening. Up next, we're going to react to one of his answers, and producer Brian Frazoco actually chimed in my ear when the answer was, ooh, this is a good answer. So you'll hear what Brian Frazoco thinks was a good answer next on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I'm still going to be most concerned about the offense, Andy, because I just don't think they did enough to fix it, especially on the offensive line. But yeah, there are certain parts of what we've seen for the first 3 weeks here. They still can't cover tight ends and running backs. Zach Ertz, who's 30-something years old, and yeah, he came off his great year last year, but like it was a lot of six-yard completions. He had more than six-yard completions against the Patriots in those joint practices because Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar, Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, Spillane, Ellis, all those guys, they couldn't handle him. And they're having problems with backs out of the backfield as well.
Rizzoso is on an absolute heater with the rejoins today.
Fitzy, I think you're the only one who's felt that way, but I appreciate it, man.
This is from the Black Panther soundtrack. This is a phenomenal song.
This is from the Tom Brady statue soundtrack?
That's right.
Wow, I didn't even know it
had. If you walk by the statue, this song plays.
That'd be cool. That was our buddy Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal talking about, yeah, there's a lot of focus on the offensive line, and he's still focused on the offensive line, the offense.
Yeah.
But if you want to look with a critical eye, some of what came out of Minnesota yesterday was bad, or worse, actually, for the defense.
Yep.
Because J.J. McCarthy diced him up, carved him up, whatever you want to say. I think it was 16 of 19 I read with 5 touchdowns in the very unofficial statistics.
And at first practice, it was the defensive line getting – or excuse me. No, it was – no, never mind. I'm sorry, you're right. It was J.J. McCarthy yesterday slicing him up. I'm sorry.
So that is – you know, this team has a certain idea that I think we thought they were trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Defense would be good. There's a lot of talent, veteran guys on that side of the ball. Bring in a scheme where Terrell Williams, we're going to be penetrating and aggressive and violent, and we have some more athletic linebackers. We have a good secondary. Everybody said they're going to have a... Now, we haven't seen the secondary together, which is part of it.
The focus on the corners being, you know, pretty much the, you know, some of the, maybe the top two, one of the top two cornerback tandems in
right.
the league.
And we haven't seen them together because Carlton Davis has been slow to get on the field. Gonzalez has been slow to get back on the field after his hamstring. Is there a level of concern growing on that side of the ball? I agree with Mike. The biggest concern is what the hell the offense is going to come to be and what the hell the offensive line is going to come to be. But now it feels like you may not necessarily be able to lean on the defense either.
I've cautioned people to get too worked up about the defense. If they're top 12, I'd be happy with that. Top 12, really, with all the additions. Yeah, with all the additions, a lot of the guys they got. You know, Milton Williams. We don't know. Can he play 80% of the snaps? He's only played 50% of the snaps. You know, is this a guy that you can count on for more plays? You know, the linebackers are kind of small. I don't know. Teams can run on these linebacking core, and then you got safeties that are a little bit unproven. And so there's a lot of question marks about this defense. But it's just the major concerns for this team have been on the offensive side. So we've been ignoring the defensive side, and the defense for the last 2 days has kind of gotten exposed. And to hear Girardi say, well, they can't cover a tight end and running backs, that's concerning, because that's an easy way for teams to just hold on to the ball and just dink and dunk their way down the field and chew you up.
I don't want to alarm anybody, Fitzy, but tight ends and running backs, they play the Raiders. Oh, Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
Oh, that ought to be interesting.
Only a top five running back and easily the number one tight end in football.
Oh, my God.
And then Will Campbell will take his first snap and he'll get a face full of Malcolm Kuntz. And then possibly have Max Crosby, depending on if they rotate him from the right side to the left, to take advantage of the rookie left tackle. And oh my God, it's 17-0, and what's happening?
It's the part of it is they've been dominating in practices against themselves, and they did pretty good against Washington,
yeah.
Right? And
oh, yeah.
In the preseason game you saw, but Jaden Daniels didn't play. And so now is the time where you're going, oh, wait a minute. Now they're getting kind of chewed up by the Minnesota Vikings, who has theoretically a rookie quarterback, and you go, uh-oh, wait a minute, maybe we should be paying attention more to what's going on the defensive side.
And just to put it in whatever perspective, no Justin Jefferson, but also no
Corbin Gonzalez,
so they kind of cross each other out there. But yeah, a lot of interesting action that unfolded yesterday and over the week in Minnesota, and we'll see how it goes on Saturday. We know J.J. McCarthy will not play. I don't know if the Vikings are going to go the
Who's
full.
Who's their backup?
That's a good question.
Dan
Ball's going to tell you in 15 seconds.
If I have to deal with an entire second half of the Pastronaut zinging the ball.
Oh, it's Sam Howell, I think.
Oh, yeah. You
oh,
said
that's
it yesterday.
Right.
Sam Howell. Yeah,
I like Sam Howell.
Well, he beat us, didn't he, at home a couple of years ago?
Yeah. The bigger issue for me, though, is do they do the full Washington thing and sit like 30 guys? I'd like to not see that happen, even though I've already accepted no J.J. McCarthy, no Justin Jefferson. At least give me some starting caliber players on both sides of the ball so you start to try to match up what the Patriots are doing with a legitimate opponent. But it's going to be an interesting game, and I'll watch it, I promise, on DVR sometime this weekend, and we're going to be talking about it on Monday. 617-779-7937. We're going to look at a preview of tomorrow's game and what we want to see. We don't know what the matchups will be, but we want to look at the Patriots' perspective of things and how and what you want to see. Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.